Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Victims of sexual abuse live in an awful mix of shame and regret, and often have a desire to get even. Today, why only the Word of God can reorient our minds and give us a spirit of forgiveness toward those who've wronged us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, more of a three-part series on how to handle being the victim of sexual abuse. Our theme is simply, Let God Redeem Your Story. And now, Pastor Lutzer comes to conclude part one.
I have a Father in heaven who understands and who has compassion, and I will believe that. Though for some of you that's difficult to believe, but God has his purposes in all things as to what happened to you. And that I am going to begin to think of myself and have my mind renewed by the Word of God so that I begin to think different thoughts and be reprogrammed. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. By it, we are healed. By it, we are instructed. By it, we are given hope. If you're languishing today because of your past and you are not reading the Word of God and cleansing your mind and meditating and memorizing on things that are positive and helpful and that help you to understand who you really are in Christ, no wonder you continue in your neurosis. No wonder you do that, because your mind needs to be renewed. Do that for 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, and you'll begin to notice a remarkable difference. And you know what? The people that you live with will even notice a difference. Because when we are changed, remember, we impact others by that change. Finally, and there's more that could be said, you have to establish healthy relationships. You see, you have to establish healthy relationships because, you know, you do need a safe place, a place where you can trust again, a place where you can feel again. And that's what you need. You really do. And, you know, those of you who are battling specifically evil spirits because of what has happened to you, and there's this whole struggle within you of evil, and there's a presence there, let me remind you that evil has been decisively defeated, thanks to Jesus, who disarmed all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it and saying, here's the victory. I love this illustration. The serpent has been taken. And just imagine a serpent. And you're taking the heel of your boot and you're just taking his head and you're just grinding it like that into the gravel. That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross. If you think you have to be bound, you're believing a lie. Jesus won that victory for you too. We're not asking you to do the impossible here. We're asking you to simply believe the impossible. And God will do it. God will do it. Let me remind you that evil has been decisively defeated, thanks to Jesus, who disarmed all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it and saying, here's the victory. I love this illustration. The serpent has been taken. And just imagine a serpent. And you're taking the heel of your boot and you're just taking his head and you're just grinding it like that into the gravel. That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross. If you think you have to be bound, you're believing a lie. Jesus won that victory for you too. We're not asking you to do the impossible here. We're asking you to simply believe the impossible. And God will do it. God will do it. People need to be validated. I wrote two books. Actually, It's more than that. But I wrote one entitled, Dory, the Girl Nobody Loved. Dory Vanstone came into our lives. She became a close friend. I wrote up her story. When I wrote up that story, she had not told me that she was sexually abused in the orphanage in California. She had only told me about all the abuse in the foster homes because she couldn't handle that yet. When we wrote the second book, No Place to Cry, she confessed to me what happened in the orphanage. I turned away and had to get out my handkerchief and took off my glasses because I couldn't stop the tears that were beginning to drip onto my cheeks. I forgot about that. After all, I was doing a book with her, and so that was just part of the discussion. Years later, she said, you know, the fact that you felt so deeply and those tears helped me just a little bit more on my journey toward wholeness, because somebody validated what happened to her and took it seriously. And I'm not saying for a moment that I was able to feel what she felt as a child. I could visualize it, but I didn't have that kind of a childhood. I went to bed without crying at night. She did virtually every night. And so what we need to do is to validate people. Now here's what we're going to do. In a few moments, I'm going to give an invitation, as I mentioned. And we're going to ask you to come here, and I'm going to be standing up here. And I want to shake hands with everybody who comes down today. And I don't know whether or not it's going to be a lot of people or a few people or no people. Hey, it's all up to God. This isn't our business. It's God's business. Whatever he wants to do, that's what we want to be available to do. And then some members of the pastoral staff and Mary Welchel, they're going to be up here with me, and they're going to direct all those that come into a counseling room behind me. And if more come, we have more prayer partners, elders for the men and deaconesses for the ladies. And I'm going to invite them to come as well, depending on the response that we see today, because I have no idea how this is going to turn out. And then afterwards, immediately after I've been shaking hands and giving some instruction as we sing the last song, I'm going to be walking off into the counseling room, give you a few more suggestions of how to come to God, and then open it up just for you to pray. You have to talk to God. And you can just pray for as long as you want to pray, though I will be ending it shortly after, giving you enough time, depending on how we sense the Spirit working. And then before you leave, I want you to talk to a prayer partner. The prayer partners do not have any wisdom to impart to you, except encouragement. They are there primarily to simply validate you, to hear as much of your story as you are willing to tell them, bits and pieces, as much as you are willing to share, or as little as you are willing to share, or none. They're there, though, for you, because what they want to do is to individually pray for you. We want everybody who comes forward to have been prayed for. But before we sing together, I have one more story, and that is the story of Samantha. Samantha is 45 years old. She's an expert musician, beautiful, but having a whole lot of difficulties in relationships. Sexually confused. Fact is that Samantha was abused by her father. Emotionally, totally shut down, just basically a robot. A counselor said, Samantha, I need to help you to get in touch with your feelings, because after all, you know, you do have feelings. And the counselor got her to find a picture when Samantha was 3 years old. And the counselor said, this was before the abuse began. She said, yes, the abuse began when she was about five. He said, write a poem regarding you there as a three-year-old. This is what Samantha wrote. Who will cry for this little girl? Who will quiet her tears of pain? Who will reach for this little girl? Who will shelter her from the rain? Please, won't you hold me and just let me cry, say words of comfort and wipe my sad eyes? Please, don't you play or just spend some time, 'cause being with me would be very fine. I hear words of anger and I try to hide, but the words are so cutting and they hurt deep inside. I long for attention and for someone to care. I feel like that's bad, so I hide in despair. I've learned to be strong, but I feel very weak. Oh, Lord, help me find the wholeness I seek. I don't pretend today to say that all that you have to do is come forward. For many of you, it's beginning. For others of you who are on your journey, it's another step toward wholeness. But I pray for the wholeness that you will seek. Are you ready? Let's pray. Let's sing. All be here. Pastor Hutz is going to close the service today because I want to be with those who come forward. And I will give instructions if others have to come forward. Father, take these brief words and do with them as you will. But we pray that captives shall be freed today, and that this terrible sin will not only be forgiven, but there might be healing in people's souls. We pray these things in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. As I think today about what I have been sharing, I want to just spend this moment sharing my heart with you, particularly those of you who came up the ranks as children, abused, neglected. You felt deeply rejected because of all that has happened in your life, and there you are. I want to affirm the fact that God does love you. If you believed on Jesus Christ as Savior, I know that that's hard to accept, but it is true. And you have to reject your feelings at that point and accept God's love. Accept the fact that even the struggles that you face, don't let those struggles drive you away from the Father. Rather, let them drive you into your Father's arms. The Bible talks about the fact that God is close to those of a troubled spirit, and He heals those who are bruised. And I speak to you today. And also, I want to thank the many of you who enable us to have this kind of ministry to a broken world. It's because of your prayers and your gifts that we can continue with Running to Win on hundreds of stations in the United States, but also some in foreign countries. Thank you so much, because together we are making a difference. And if you want to communicate with us, you can go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org. And you can find further information there. And those of you who are blessed as a result of this ministry, we'd love to hear from you.
This series of messages may be life-changing for those caught in the grip of shame. Let God Redeem Your Story can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For information, call us toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. When you call or write, ask about Let God Redeem Your Story. Thanks for listening. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.